This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and five specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
From the 67-foot-tall Norway spruce Millennium Park to a dizzying number of Christmas carol variations, Chicago's most festive season is here. WBEZ's Courtney Kippers rounded up some of the best Chicago festivities that you can enjoy this holiday season. She is with us now to talk about it. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Claire.
So you're getting in the holiday spirit.
Absolutely.
What are some spirited suggestions, some of the Chicago staples people might want to check out if they haven't before?
I think maybe you have to start by paying a visit to Chris Kindle Market, do some holiday shopping, get some mulled wine or cocoa in a festive mug. There are also locations in Wrigleyville and suburban Aurora if you'd rather check those out. Also, I think you can go to Zoo Lights at Lincoln Park Zoo. I always think that's so fun to walk around at night, see the displays. And then I think you have to check out something on stage, a show. I think maybe either Nutcracker or A Christmas Carol are a good place to start. And there are so many adaptations of both of those.
What are some more maybe unique holiday experiences that you might recommend?
Okay, so maybe you want to take a little trip back in time, Claire, get a little dressed up. There are some holiday teas around town, and I think this is super fun. Whether you're doing it with kids or you just want to do it with some friends, the Drake Hotel's Palm Court has a holiday tea. And then on select days, they also have some carolers. You can catch some singing while you're having your tea, which is really fun. Like I said, there's lots of variations of the Nutcracker around town. One of them is the Nut Tapper at the Old Town School of Folk Music. So you can see that. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra is going to have Home Alone in concert. So I know this time of year, lots of folks like to see what Kevin is up to in Home Alone. You can see the movie while the orchestra plays the score live, which I think is really fun. And then finally, because it's on the list, I have to mention it. There's a Taylor Swift tribute. So for Swifties, there's a concert you can go sing along a tribute to Taylor Swift.
Whatever gets you in the holiday spirit. And what about people looking for good family fun, festive family fun? What should they do?
Oh, there's so much. There's so much going on. Elf the Musical is in town, so maybe if you're a fan of Buddy the Elf, the Will Ferrell movie, you can go take the family to that. There's also White Christmas, that's at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. For families with younger kids, there's the Beatrix Potter Holiday Party. The Chicago Children's Theater is doing that, and that's really aimed at kids 8 and under. There are puppets, there's photos, crafts, and treats afterwards, so that's fun for families with young kids. And then Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins. That's a book that's been adapted, a book by Eric Kimmel, and that's a show that is meant for the whole family to enjoy.
And celebrates the spirit of Hanukkah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And what do you recommend for people who are more adult activity oriented, people without kids, or maybe parents wanting to get a night away from said children? What should they do?
Okay, Claire, I don't know if you are a Bravo fan, but there's a new show this year, The Real Housewives of the North Pole. It features characters like Santa's wife, Ruth Claus, and her girlfriends, Samantha Frosty and Susie Snowflake. There's also Who's Holiday, which features a grown-up Cindy Lou Who. She's telling a story, drinking, catching us up on what's been going on since she was a little girl. And then we also rounded up some pop-up bars. There's pop-up bars in Wrigleyville, River North, The Loop, all kinds of festive fun to be had at those.
And so many classic bars in Chicago who really still go all out every year just by putting up lights and wreaths.
Special
and having
drinks.
Special drinks on the menu, exactly. So much fun to be had, holiday fun from WBEZ's